You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com. Madhouse Radio.
Hi everybody. Hi. I don't have anything to smoke tonight, Vina. I have no cigar. Oh no. Will you get my cigar for my car? I have a cigar. It's a Black and Mild. You won't get my Black and Mild for me? Oh, come on. No? Oh, you will? Okay. Hurry up. No, you have to go now. You don't have to. I don't know. It'd be nice. In a little bit, yeah, right. You're just going to let me forget, and you're not going to do it. Yeah. Hey, everybody, good evening. Madhouse Radio is on the air. Matt's going to take a shit, and we are here. Milkman is here as well. I was hoping Milkman would show up. Milkman, Domino Champion himself. Say what's up to the ladies, all your fans.
What's up, ladies? What's up, people? All my friends out there, PCU land, man. Carlito's got an ass-kicking show for y'all, so get your good numbers out, pop them up, and send them in, because we're going to call everybody you know.
That's the plan. That's right, everybody. And, of course, we also have Clone Homegrown, living the American dream, checking in as well from Texas.
Hi, everyone.
How you doing, Clone?
I just want to thank God.
You're thanking God, that's it? You're not going to even thank your wife or anything like that?
Smoke weed every day.
Nah, she bitched me out today.
Yeah, I don't know how that feels. I don't know what that's like. Really, what'd you do? You didn't take
get
out
a job,
the
yada, yada, yada.
Oh, that stuff, yeah. They're always the one to say get a job, but, you know. Does she work?
Yeah. Does we'll she her work? No.
No. See, you see what I mean? Blasphemy, man. All these women. They shouldn't be able to talk. Don't have a job. Athena has a job.
Damn tricks.
Yeah. Oh. Athena just walked off. No, I'm kidding. She didn't. She doesn't care. She knows. She knows women are lazy. So, yeah, we're here, everybody. Madhouse Radio. It's 10:20 p.m. Eastern. We're starting a little late tonight. The chat room is up. The toll-free line will be up as well later tonight. We'll get that number out momentarily. In the meantime, you want to visit madhouselive.com. in order to figure out how to join the chat room and how to get a hold of us. Again, that's madhouselive.com. Our AOL Instant Messenger contact name is Madhouse Radio. Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio. And MSN Messenger is Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. That's how you get a hold of us. The chat room is also open. You can visit PCUradio.com to join that. You can also visit KDKprankcalls.com. You can also visit MadhouseLive.com for the appropriate link and or links to the chat room. Milkman, as always, will attempt to tell everybody how to connect using an IRC client. Go ahead, Milkman.
Actually, tonight I'm using PCU. Lazy.lazy-net.de.
Lazy.dashnet.de.
Yeah, PCU.lazy-net.de.
Oh, he got it. All right. And what's that channel?
I don't know what's going on. Madman's servers, I think, is down. I've been trying to get in a couple of his.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm just logging in through PCU server tonight. The one at Gang Green got set up for us.
Yeah.
Thumbs up to Gang Green.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, shit. I don't know. Thumbs up to Gang Green, yeah, for hooking us up with that emergency temporary server here that we're using tonight. I know Madman's in Florida right now, so he's far away from his home base. So I don't know his ability right now to fix stuff. What else is going on? The chat room, there's some weird stuff happening in the chat room. You know what? I might not even acknowledge the chat room tonight, because nobody's behaving there, apparently. We've got people impersonating KDK, and people being banned for stuff. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. You guys.
Is that KDK or not?
I don't know. I'm not about to find out. Let Neil handle it. Let Neil sort it. Because I'm busy. I'm doing a show. Lonesome Loser, who is going by Funky Cold Medina tonight, who I may add, I thank very much for helping me out with the phone card situation we had tonight earlier. He is sending in numbers, which are confirmed. Thank you, as always, Lonesome Loser. You're a great man. Hard-working man.
Hard-working man, PCU.
Yes, that's right. And he's a gentleman and a scholar. He has sent in a liquor store by the name of Genie's. We also have, and we already talked about this earlier, Women's Rights to Pimp. And he says that the guy who answered was a little fucked up when he answered. There, this is in California, a location called Women's Rights to Pimp. Fair enough. We also have Pimp Life Records. We also have Dirty Dozen Strippers. And we have a redneck woman who answered at a place called Chuckles in Tennessee. Chuckles in Tennessee, everybody. So we have some stuff we can do. KDK says some ice asswipe came in and registered his name, and we need to change that. Okay, I don't know. I don't know whatever's going on here. There's some shit going on in the chat room. Everybody behave, or I'll cut you all off. I'll ban everybody tonight in the chat room. All right.
No.
Yes. Don't make me do it. What else? Anything going on in your lives? Milkman, you had a computer scare. You had lightning hit your PC. Is that what happened to you yesterday or the day before? What was it now?
Yeah, basically, what was, I had a static discharge. Lightning hit over on the mountain here close to me. It's the weirdest thing. You know, I don't know what happened, man. It's like I've got a USB connector hooked up to my sound pipe. This is a $300 sound pipe, man. This thing costs some serious bucks. And static got into the USB cord and burnt the cord and burnt the unit up. Didn't touch the computer or anything else. Just smoked the downpipe hardware. So
wow, that's good. Wow. I mean, at least
I'm back on an old.
Well, it's a close call for sure, though, man. You know, I mean, it could have been worse. Could have been a lot worse. It could be computerless right now. You know, you could have lost your motherboard or something.
Exactly.
Or your hard drive. You know, so. So thank God for that.
All right.
That's good. Clone, what news do you have?
Thank
here?
You and bless Jesus.
We haven't been on in 2 weeks.
Will?
What's been going on with you? Are you jobless now?
Yeah, I'm jobless, but I had a call just a while ago with a company new from Norway.
Norway.
And it's possibly $50 an hour.
Doing what? Phone stuff or electrician stuff?
Selling shit.
Okay. Well, $50 an hour. That sounds good. They called you back. Awesome,
yeah,
man.
So.
Is it a
yeah,
done
they
deal?
Called me.
You have a final interview or something, or are you hired at this point?
I got to call them back tomorrow and talk to somebody.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, good luck with that, man. I hope everything works out fine for you in that. That's awesome. I have been working for
yeah.
the last week myself in my new job, my tech support position. I don't know where that's going to take me, but that's what I'm doing now, so we'll see where it goes, everybody. Wish me luck with that. Milkman has a bad ankle, I understand. I'm sorry to hear that. Very sorry to hear that, Milkman. I hope everything works out.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. I've been cruising around here in my Rascal scooter. Thank goodness that I was a representative and a spokesman for Rascal scooter for so many years.
All right.
It's come in really handy.
Jesus, man. So, Milkman broke a ladder. He got on a ladder and it broke. And he hurt his foot on it. And that's exactly what he gets, some people said. No, I don't mean that. But Milkman, you know, I told you, you have to practice rice. You know, that's the saying. It's, what is rice? Repetitive... ice, compression, and elevation, or something like that. I don't know. You gotta put ice on that bad boy. You know what I mean? But get well soon, man.
Exactly.
Fix that ankle.
I've got a couple ace bandages on it right now, man.
Yeah, you gotta get some icy hot.
I got a brace too.
You gotta get some icy hot on there, and you gotta drink some Robitussin. That's my prescription.
Put some pussy juice on it.
Pussy juice too. Yeah, yeah. Get Kitty over there. What's up with Kitty? How's your cat doing? We haven't heard Kitty in a long time. I miss your cat.
BK, she's been good. She's been good. She's been ornery and stuff and getting in everything as normal.
That's BK for everybody. And that's Cat Talk on PCU. And there we are. We have, right now, 42 listeners listening on the Madhouse Radio Network. I'd like to thank all of you tonight for joining us. And we'll see just how late we'll go. I'll let you know ahead of time that I am very tired. I'm running on caffeine as we speak. I don't know how long I can stay awake. And I don't know... I don't know how animated I'm going to be tonight, so I will try everything I can to give you guys a show. If it doesn't work, I apologize, and we'll have to call it, but nonetheless, we'll try to do a show. Okay, Nunu has sent in a number.
Yay.
Nunu has sent in a number, everybody. Nunu has said here, let's see, a taxi company, I guess this is in Britain, though. I read this article. A Muslim driver refused to take a blind passenger because he is Muslim and thinks dogs are dirty. I guess he had one of those guide dogs with him, and he refused to take a blind passenger because her guide dog was unclean. Well, that's pretty rude. Wow.
All right. Yeah.
That's sick. Islamic tradition warns Muslims against contact with dogs because they are seen as impure. Huh. I don't know that. I didn't know Muslims don't have dogs.
What's next?
I don't know. Yeah, what, they always have an excuse. You know, Muslims are just lazy. That's all it is. Probably a lazy guy. On AOL Instant Messenger? No, this is on Yahoo Messenger. We have a submission for a number. Little Caesar's Pizza. I don't know where it is, but it's a Little Caesar's. And he says there's a lady named Donna who works there. And she's lazy and she doesn't do anything but to hurry up and call because they close in a half hour. So, okay, we'll have to call that for sure.
Okay.
Most Deaf is asking for a good quote for his senior project. Any ideas, guys? A good quote for his senior
project?
I don't know. Most Deaf, let us know what your project is on and we'll see if we can contribute you with a quote. Lord Spoon is coming in with breaking news, and I already read this morning. This happened earlier this morning, I believe. A stingray jumped onto a boat, stabbed a man in the chest. He was 81 years old. That was in Florida, so apparently we are under attack by stingrays, everybody, so watch out. He did survive. I read about this. Yeah, 81 years old, stabbed in the chest, and he survived. So that tells you what. Steve Irwin...
Steve Irwin was a pussy.
Exactly. An 81-year-old kicked Steve Irwin's ass. Scientists were able to cloak a cylinder about 5 inches across. I have no idea what that means. And the Spanish king denies shooting a drunk bear. Okay, well, that's breaking news from Lord Spoon, everybody.
Yeah. What a hoax.
I don't know what the hell a drunk bear would be doing... and why he'd be getting shot, but apparently bears should not drink. The warrior says that this Little Caesars is in Ohio. Okay, how about a city, warrior, and I'll call that next for you. What else we got? Milkman, you got the number also, you said, right? That's from the warrior, you said? You're confirming
yeah.
this?
Yeah. Okay. Nancy, yeah, okay. It's a warrior.
Okay, gotcha. We'll get a city from warrior, and we'll call that... in the meantime, I want to go ahead and call Women's Rights to Pimp. This is in California, where a guy who sounded fucked up answered recently, about 20 minutes ago. Let's see if he answers now. That would be the plan. First prank call of the night is coming right now. Right back after this.
Hanging out with my nigga Nemo. You know we don't dub CNN.
Crank it.
You know what time it is. West or nothing, motherfucker. I haven't seen my mama in a
week. And she ain't even ran her mouth about. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, how you doing? Is this the Women's Right to
problem?
Pimp?
I mean, you got a look in your face like you're pissed off.
Huh?
What's calling?
My name? Cleavis Johnson. I'm calling about these Women's Rights to Pimp.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello there. How are you, sir? Hello?
Yeah?
Hello, sir. Is this women's rights to pimp?
What?
I'm looking for women's rights to pimp.
I don't understand.
Okay, I'm calling about women's rights to pimp. Are you aware of this, sir?
No.
Okay, well, my name is Cleotis Washington, and I myself am a pimp here in town, in Arcadia, and we are calling around to see if you would be liking to support women's rights to pimp.
No, I don't understand.
Do you know what a woman is?
Yeah.
Do you have a woman there?
Yeah.
Do you know what rights are? You know how you have the right to walk down the street? Do you think women should have the right to own another woman and to sell her body for sexual favors?
I don't want to understand it.
What I say, sir, is do you think women should have the right to sell other women for sexual favors? Hello, sir. Sir, please stop stomping on the floor. You're bothering my friend Dave. Okay, then.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Am I audible?
What's going on? I don't want any...
Oh, there we go. Now you can hear me. Okay, anyway. So, that was an interesting first prank. Clone is obviously in trouble with his wife again for not taking out the trash. We had to mute him because he's fighting. Let's see. Killer P is sending in the
SmackDown.
Killer P is going to send in the information for, you remember that lady Lisa that we called? She was like a 40-year-old slut realtor who I accused her of being old.
Oh.
And she got upset. He's following up with that with some more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, hang on here. Here is another 40-ish divorced man-hater realtor. She is desperate for a man. Okay, and she's behind. Her name is Deb. Okay, we have her number. We might give her a call as well. What else is going on here? In the chat room, let me turn the music back on here. In the chat room, apparently KDK's upstairs neighbor is upset at him for making noise. You heard this story, wasn't it like 2 weeks ago? KDK said that he actually called the cops on him or something like that. That's some shit.
Oh, man. No, I missed that.
Yeah, I guess his upstairs neighbor was complaining about noise because KDK had the TV on too loud, so the cops came. And KDK like closed the door on KDK closed the door on a cop's face and swam back to watching TV. And the cops stayed out there like knocking on the window with his flashlight or something like that for a while. I'm like, that's balls. Good for KDK. Well, apparently he's complaining again or something. Let me see. He's stomping on the floor. He told me I needed to be quieter at night the other day in the parking lot. Look at that. I'm a bastard. These damn Asians, man. I'm telling you. Sorry, Milkman. No offense, but there you go. So we'll try to find his phone number, maybe. If you guys want to...
I don't like Asians either.
Yeah, right. You're half Japanese or something.
No, man. I'm Negro.
Yeah, right. I'm black and black. Let's see here. Okay.
Hey, try mine.
Okay. The warrior is telling me again.
Hey,
we
I got
need to
the
call.
Information that is Whitehall.
Whitehall,
like
Ohio.
Like a rich burb right inside of Columbus.
Oh, cool. Yeah, Recluse Town. All right. Awesome. Good deal. Good.
Actually, close to Recluse.
Right there. Right in Recluse Town. Recluse Town. Okay. Cool. We'll call that next warrior. We're gonna call your Little Caesars. Stand by. I don't think that one's gonna happen. Sorry.
Didn't sound like it anyway.
No, it didn't sound like it at all. Sorry, warrior.
Little cheesers.
That's right. Man, I need a new headset. This the boom mic on this doesn't even stand up anymore. Heh.
Mike.
Okay, let's see if I can bend it right. There we go. That's a little better. Here we go. Woohoo! Yeah, it's working. Okay, so Milkman, you're sending in a number here for a Charlie Patton, a hypochondriac in a different disease every week. Says his cancer is down in his kidneys now. Last week it was in his throat. He only has 4 to 6 months to live. Jesus Christ, why would you want to do that? What's wrong with you? Where'd you get this from?
Dude, this guy is telling a different story every week, man.
So
he's been dying now for years.
Okay, so he doesn't have cancer.
Still around.
He's been dying for years, really. It's always something. That's funny.
Yeah, it's always something, man. It's one of those deals, man.
Yeah, okay. All right. Lord Spoon is sending in a number for a black guy who tries to act ghetto. His house is on a street in Alabama that's surrounded by cotton fields, and everybody that lives there is black. Okay. Apparently, they did not get the note.
This loser's been dying for 2 years now.
Okay. What's your source? Are you allowed to divulge your source on this guy?
Well, that came in from Baby Puppy Cat.
Okay. Okay. What's a hypochondriac?
That's the one that sent us the number for Deborah.
What exactly is a hypochondriac?
That's a person that pretends like they're sick. They always, like, want attention, and they got a new disease, get more attention, or whatever. They manipulate people with this fake illnesses.
Ah, okay. Kind of like Prankmaster. I got you. I understand. No problem.
Yeah, kind of like, definitely.
Kind of like, definitely. Understood, sir. Understood. Okay. Let's give him a call. See what happens. Killer P seems to think he found this gentleman that we're looking for. KDK's upstairs neighbor. But for some reason, the name Fortunato Zapata does not sound like someone who would be an Asian guy. That seems pretty Mexican to me, so looks like you might want to keep trying.
I don't know. It could be Philippine.
Nunu says that's Keith's real name. That's kind of funny. I like that. Good touch there, Nunu. Good touch. Okay. Milkman, what kind of music are you in the mood for? Make a request here. Milkman, I'll give you a song.
Yeah, man. Play me some blues. Okay, blues?
Play the blues? No, I don't have any blues, no. How about play
some Parliament, man. George Clinton.
Okay. Parliament George Clinton. The fuck is that? You guys are misbehaving.
Me and my harmonica.
Wow, man. That's a ghetto-ass harmonica. Okay, here comes Jungle Boogie.
All right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, my child. Is this Mr. Patton?
Repeat, please.
My child. Is this Mr. Patton, please, my child?
Yes, it is.
Hi. My name is Father McQuartus. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir.
The best I can be.
I understand. One of the sisters here told us to maybe give you a call. It says you only have a little bit of time left to live, and we wanted to know if we could do anything for you.
Yes, that's true. I got cancer all over me.
All over you?
It's up on between the fifth and first vertebrae in my neck, and it's down in my left lung.
It's in your lung now?
Yeah, my left one.
I have it down here that it's in your
lung, my kidney.
That's
my left lung started in my left lung.
Uh-huh.
And it went up to my neck. It's on my spinal cord from my fifth to the first vertebrae, and now it's in my left kidney.
It's in your kidney now?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So how long have you had this now, my son?
Well, a year. A year last March. It's going on 2 years now.
Okay. What have you done? Have you seen the doctor? What has he said?
Well, my family physician does not want to give me a definite date because he's a Christian, you know. And I said, Doc, I said, I got to know something. I said, it's driving me up the wall. So he says, well, Charlie, he says, between 3 to 6 months or maybe a year.
Okay, so it could be as soon as 4 to 6 months and as late as a year that you could pass away to the light.
Yeah.
Do you want to stay?
See, the way I deal with it, I can't deal with it straight on. The way I deal with it is being happy, keeping people happy around me, knowing that the good Lord will take me home when it's time. See, I got to say I'm too ornery for the devil, and God's not ready for me yet. And, you know, I've got to cut up about it, because straight head on, I can't deal with it.
Now, what caused this? Do you know? Did you work around pesticides or something?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you work around pesticides? What exactly caused this cancer?
Severe headaches. I get severe headaches, and I mean a lot of pain, but I just leave it in God's hands.
You leave it in God's hands?
Yeah.
Well, you know, God, God only helps those who help themselves.
I know it. I do help myself.
But I was here to...
I am trying to help myself. That's why I try to keep people happy around me. You know, I meet no strangers, you know. And I don't pray for myself. I pray for others.
Oh, well, you should pray for yourself. I tell you, my child, I was praying for myself here with the Bible, and it fell from my hands. And that is a horrible sign, but it opened on this scripture, and the TV turned on, and I had a vision of calling you, my child, and I think the good Lord has put you in my hands, and I'm ready to heal thee.
Well, I hope and pray so, because I tell you, whoever told you must really know me, because that's what we do. We pray for each other.
It's just the sister here at the parish said that I should call you, and we had a divine inspiration. Do you want to be healed now? Can we pray for you real quickly over the phone? I promise it will not take much of your time.
Oh, good Lord, the heavens, yes.
Okay. Do you have a cordless phone?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. We're going to go into the bathroom, and I need you to draw a bath, put some water in the bathtub, and we're going to make some holy water.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay.
Take me a minute to get in there.
Of course.
Because every time I take a step, pain's shooting up.
Is pain shooting?
Yeah, pain shoot up in my neck.
Oh, your neck?
My head.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Okay. Let's go ahead and turn the shower and don't make it too cold, not too hot. Halfway in between.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Can you put the phone a little closer to it so I can get close to it, please?
Do what?
Okay. Can you? I need you to. When I say so, I need you to put the. I need you to put your right hand out.
All right.
Towards the water.
Uh-huh.
Are you ready to pray, my son?
Okay,
I need you to say very loud, in the name of God and Lord Jesus. Sir?
I can't hear you.
I need you to say, in the name of God and Lord Jesus.
And the Lord God, name Jesus.
You're saying it wrong. In the name of Lord God Jesus.
In the name of Lord God Jesus.
I make this water holy.
I make this water holy.
Now splash your hand in the water.
Okay.
Okay. Now go ahead and stand in the shower.
Yes.
Okay. Are you standing in the shower?
No. I'm by the bathtub. I mean, not the tub, but the sink, because my shower it's got a chair and stuff in it, and I'm still dressed.
You're still dressed.
Yeah, I got some evening clothing on.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. I need you to take the phone and throw it into the shower, but do not go in with it. But just put it inside the water.
The phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Is the water on? Hello. Hello, sir.
My child, come back.
I'm here.
Okay, is there any water in the tub?
Yeah, I'll put some more.
No, you need to fill it up.
All right.
Okay, what is the phone exactly now?
It's right in the center.
In the center?
Yes.
In the center of what? Of the bathtub?
The wash basin.
Okay, and how much water is in there?
It's up to the top.
Up to the top? Okay, what I'm telling you is to put the phone inside the tub with the waters.
I'll put the phone inside the water.
Yes, do not go inside, but just...
The phone, wouldn't it?
No. It is holy water. It won't do anything. Put the phone in the water.
Okay. Here it goes.
Okay.
I think he just fucked his phone up.
You did it.
Some people are just born
idiots. Oh, man. Oh, shit. He did throw it in there, though. That's funny. Are you sure that guy isn't dying, man? I'm going to hell.
Yeah, you are.
He has had so many different fake hypochondriac diseases in 2 years.
Well, the more I just he just threw his phone, his cordless phone, in the tub full of water.
Dude, that's gonna be funny shit I've heard in a long time.
Oh man, Sweet Kissy says that he's been telling her that he's dying for 2 years now. I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know. Man, I feel bad. I really hope he is a hypochondriac.
Maybe the doctors were just wrong.
Whatever. Yeah, he's just lucky.
Still connected? Is it still connected?
No. Hang on, let me check again. No, it's gone. It's disconnected. I can try calling him back. Let me try calling him back. Hang on.
Yeah, you have to call him back a little bit later. Yeah.
I'm gonna try right now to see what happens. Hang on, let me see if he answers now.
Oh yeah. Yeah. If he answers, tell him to dry the phone off.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It's hilarious. My mother's always
stressing, I ain't living. Carlito, you're a master, dude.
He's like, his phone is so fucked.
He's like, okay, here it goes. But I don't know who it is. I was hoping it'd make more noise than that.
It just clicked off. And a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me.
Hello, sir.
This is Charlie. I'm talking to you over the loudspeaker.
What happened to the phone?
It's dead.
Okay. Are you feeling any better yet?
Yes.
Are you feeling better? Sir?
Go ahead. I hear you now.
Well, are you feeling better yet?
I feel better, yeah, but I just can't figure out why the battery, my hand section went dead on me.
Oh, no, that's the power of Jesus came through the phone.
Yeah.
We sacrificed the phone, but...
I done exactly what you said, and I believed.
Okay.
I believed in the leap of faith.
Great. Well, good. Well, look, make sure that you take the phone out of there.
It's out.
It's out? Okay. Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you're out.
I'm glad you feel better.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're going to come down to the parish tomorrow?
Which one? The one where Sister K goes to, my nurse?
Yes.
Well, yeah, I would love to. Well, if I could get up there, if it's not cold out, I can slide my chair up there.
Well, great. I was hoping, we could maybe get a donation.
Okay, I'll do everything. Now, you're up on the hill. What section, what street is it on, please?
You need to come down. You need to make a check out to Our Lady of Cholesterol.
I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
You want to write down, you want to make the money order or check out to Our Lady of Cholesterol.
Right.
Our Lady of Cholesterol.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, sir, God bless you.
Jesus loves
you. Oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know where that's going anyway. Yeah, he feels better. I don't know. That's probably a very bad thing I've done. I really think he's genuinely sick.
Dude, this guy with the mind like
been
that.
Faking it for years. Trust me, man.
Whatever. Who's he?
He got some attention, and that's why he feels better.
Yeah. And MST3 Clay in the chat room says, you know, the way he was saying, I don't understand, maybe putting it in the water was what did it. Well, yeah, that's exactly what it was, old man. Cured you by putting your phone in the water. That's funny. Yeah. Anyway, Killer P says,
it's the holy waters of the madhouse.
Killer P says he owns a rental homes, and he had a hypochondriac woman thinking radon was killing her in the house as she stood there bitching him out, smoking cheap-ass cigarettes. Well, imagine that. Wow. Sweet Kiss has said that he has had 3 open heart surgeries in the last 2 years. Well, why? He's claimed that, right? But hasn't had surgery at all?
Yeah, he's claiming that.
He claims that
right.
He keeps claiming that he has open heart surgery and he doesn't have any open heart surgery at all. What an ass. What an ass. Oh, man. Alright, well, that was fun. Thank you, Sweet Kisses and Milkman, for that.
Yay! Sweet Kisses.
Very well done.
We love you.
Very well done.
Bravo.
Played. Okay, and see what else we got here. We have Gangrene is sending in a number for a gentleman by the name of Tom, who is a Democrat freak. He weighs 450 pounds. Wow.
Jack Masterson on the horn.
Yeah, Jack Masterson right there. Wow, man. Jack Masterson only weighs 428 pounds. So, he lost weight. He used to weigh 482. And he went down to 428.
Tell him you're a Republican and you want to wrestle him.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, good. Good deal. We'll do that. He says to tell him I'm calling for support on a constitutional amendment to allow Bush to run a third term. He hates religion, and he's for gay marriage. Okay. Wow. That's something, man. Okay, we'll call him next. Get a song over here to play. I guess this. Be right back with the next prank call, everybody.
Sorry about the wait.
Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
May I speak with Tom, please?
This is Tom. Who's this?
This is Jack Masterson. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, we're calling for support for a constitutional amendment to allow our president, George W. Bush, to run a third term. I was wondering if you...
Barry?
Huh?
Barry?
No.
Who's this?
This is John Masterson. John Masterson, sir.
Okay.
Would you be supportive of this, sir? Can we possibly get your sign on this petition?
That's freaking crazy. If this isn't Barry and this is somebody who's being serious, you should check yourself into a mental hospital.
Well, you understand, George W. Bush has pledged to help us out, us obese members of America. I weigh 428 pounds, sir.
Doug, you can suck a turd out my ass.
Is it a 450-pound turd?
Probably, for him, most definitely.
Yeah? Is that how much you weigh? Turd. How fat are you?
Probably about 80 pounds.
You weigh 80 pounds?
I don't know.
You shit 80 pounds?
Yeah.
Did you ever break a toilet seat? I have.
Yeah.
Really?
Five of them.
Yeah.
It's a daily thing. I mean, when you weigh 900 pounds, or, well, it's probably 500 pounds now. But from what I understand, your mama likes some fat. That's why she's on my nuts all night.
Yeah. There's two bad my mom died already, though.
Yeah, she just died sucking on my balls.
No, she got crushed by your fat ass.
Yeah, probably.
You were on top of her and you slipped.
Yeah.
You crushed her.
It was actually my massive testicles crushing her.
Sir, do you understand I have about 6 weeks to live?
Really? That's probably too long.
I lost 3 legs to diabetes already.
Yeah?
Yeah. So come on, are you for our president or not?
I'm for him quitting.
He's running for a third term.
I wish he'd run out of the country.
Would you say with me, I, Jack Masterson, say it.
No way, dude. I'm not saying shit.
I, Jack Masterson, do solemnly swear that President Bush is the greatest president since Richard Nixon. Say it.
Say it.
I, Jack Masterson.
No, dude, you have lost your mind. You're trying to make a prank call, probably.
I've lost my mind for Jesus and for George Bush.
Yeah. Real men love Jesus in the ass.
Sir, don't you love Jesus?
In the butthole every night.
That's wrong. You know, that's why you weigh 450 pounds.
I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a huge hairy bug up your ass.
No, not really.
You know what I did tonight? I cured a man...
You ate a whole lot.
No, I cured a man of cancer.
You did what?
I cured a man of cancer.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
If you did that, why are you talking to me?
I ate his tumor. You know? And then I have him... He threw his cordless phone into a tub.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was funny. Are you afraid that you're going to lose one of your legs one day?
No.
What kind of car do you drive? Hello, sir.
I don't see how that's germane to this conversation.
Because if you're a Democrat, you're not supposed to drive a car that uses a lot of gas.
Well, that's good then, because I'm not a Democrat.
What are you? Republican?
I'm the man that choked your mother to death with his 900-pound testicle.
Yeah, well, 900-pound testicle.
Yeah.
I told you already, you're an asshole.
Yeah?
You know that? You're an asshole.
I know. I've heard that before.
I'd like to go over there and hit you with my shoe.
Well, if you're up to it, come do it.
All right, where you at, boy?
I'm choking your dad to death with my right testicle, bitch.
You have a right... I heard you lost one of your testicles already anyway.
I have a right and a left.
I heard you got barbecue sauce on your penis and you ate it like it was a hot dog. Because you thought it was a hot dog.
Now, do you think... An 800-pound man.
I don't think anything.
That's awesome.
I don't think it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I think.
What do you think?
I don't think it.
Okay.
Okay? Do you know that you can possibly end up with pneumonia because you get so much fluid in your lungs from sleeping?
It's possible.
I heard that you went to a restaurant and you get all the food in the restaurant. They had to close the restaurant.
You probably have bad sources.
No.
You must advise the Bush administration.
The restaurant guy told me.
Yeah, which restaurant was that?
China Buffet King. China King Buffet.
You're smooth, aren't you?
King China Buffet.
Is this like a practice prank call? Because I've had better prank calls from, like, amateurs.
I'm a professional prank caller.
Well, maybe tonight's not your night.
Well, you know what? In the time I've been talking on the phone, I've made more money than you have all week.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I guess if we don't count your SSI you get from the government because you're so fat. How much money do you get from SSI?
What is SSI?
Supplemental Support Income.
I wouldn't know what that is, but I don't get any.
You're on SSI. You know you are. You're so fat.
No.
Do you drive a pickup truck?
No.
Do you wear a muumuu?
No.
Do you shop at the Big and Tall?
I do.
When you go to a restaurant, you can't sit in a booth. You have to get one of those... you have to sit at one of those tables that has the chairs that come out.
I can sit at a booth or a table that has chairs that come out.
You can't sit in a booth.
Okay. Sure, I can't sit at the booth.
You've never had
lunch with me or dinner.
You've never had the problem where you can't sit in the booth?
No.
Never?
Yeah, when I was in China, maybe.
In China? You get a lot of Chinamen. Do you ever go to the fair? Do they ever look at you when you try to get on the rides or stuff like that?
I don't go to the fair.
Because you can't, right?
Yeah, I'm perfectly able.
Do you fly?
Yeah, I fly.
Do you fly?
On an airplane or like? Yeah, I fly on an airplane.
Well, I know, but what airline do you take?
Whatever airline gets me where I'm going for the best price.
You ever fly Southwest?
Yeah.
Fuck Southwest.
Did they ever make you, they call you a passenger of size, right?
No.
No? They don't make you buy a second plane ticket?
No.
What airline is the best if you had to buy two plane tickets at once to fly?
Whatever one had the cheapest, I'm guessing.
So, you definitely don't fly Southwest, right?
I've flown it one time.
Really? One time?
Yeah.
Did you get bad looks from the person who sat next to you?
No.
No? You never have?
No, because it was your mom.
I told you, my mom died in a plane accident in 1972.
Yeah?
Because you got on the plane. The plane was in the air already, and when you sat down on the plane, it fell down, and it crashed. And
that's... Oh, my God! That was...
Not really funny.
The whole plane collapsed, and all that was left was you inside your chair.
Around. Yeah, that wasn't funny.
Yeah, it is. It's funny.
You need help. It's not funny, man.
Maybe because overweight people don't know what humor is.
You need to practice. I think a lot of overweight people know what humor is.
When people are talking, like, privately, when you walk in a room, do you think they're always assume they're talking about you?
No.
No?
No.
Well, I have news for you. That friend of yours, he put me up to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably Chris.
Yeah, it was Chris.
Yeah.
He's an asshole, though.
He's kind of an asshole sometimes. He's funny, though.
He said it'd be funny, but I feel really bad now, you know?
Are you the guy that was on Howard Stern that fucked the tranny?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God.
I'm Dave. How you doing?
Pretty good, man.
All right. Look, man, you know, I feel bad because, honestly, my mom, she's dying of cancer right now.
Sorry to hear that.
You kind of brought it up. Really fucked up, dude, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up, but, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you have to, if you're going to prank call people, you got to be ready to roll with it.
I'm sorry. That was something. So what do you think of what I did? Would you try it?
Try what?
For enough money? For enough hamburgers? Fucking the tranny? Would you?
You know what? I don't think I would have done that.
No?
No.
Well, tell you what, do you want to come down to the Howard Stern show with me?
Not really.
They're offering $5,000.
For what?
You have to kiss Artie Lang.
No.
Do you know who Artie Lang is?
Did you say Artie?
Artie Lang, yes.
Isn't that the guy on the show?
Yes, that's the guy on the show. They want him to kiss a man, an overweight man, and they said if I knew anybody, and then Chris told me to give you a call, see if you do it.
The thing is, I don't really look that overweight. I mean, Chris and I probably look about as overweight. If he was my height, he'd probably be about as overweight as I am.
Well, you're on. I'm supposed to tell you you're on the air right now on Sirius.
Well, that's good. Hey, everybody on Sirius Radio.
All right. So, seriously, would you be interested in coming down? We'll fly you up to New York.
I'm not really interested in that. I mean, for $5,000, that's not enough.
Who's got to kiss a man? Well, for $5,000, you know how many hamburgers and stuff you can buy with that? Come on, buddy.
Yeah, $5,000 isn't enough, especially when it's going to be played over and over again. There's going to, I mean, off of that event, people are going to make lots of money.
What about?
I need more.
What about $10,000 and an SUV?
$10,000 sounds like enough to pull some kind of crazy prank on a show.
Would you kiss a man? You're thinking about it a lot, aren't you?
For $10,000?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on where the kiss was going to be placed.
In the penis? In the mouth, what? on the mouth.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. That's kind of gross.
For $10,000 and an SUV?
That would be hard.
$10,000 and an SUV and a hamburger.
I'd probably end up throwing up in his mouth.
That's fine, as long as you kiss him.
Yeah, first of all, I don't really believe you. Second of all, if I did believe you, I'd have to see the cash. It'd have to be cash.
I mean, sir, do you think we deal money out of a shoebox here? I mean, we work with checks and stuff like that, unless you want direct deposit.
That's just, cash is where it's at.
Well, what, name your game, what would you do for $10,000?
I'd prank call people.
Oh, that's weak sauce. Come on.
I'd taser my nuts.
Taser your nuts? That's been done.
Well, I mean, kissing a man's been done. Come on.
Yeah, but not for $10,000.
I'm sure.
All right,
I'm sure it's been done already.
Do you hear that noise?
What was that?
Do you hear that noise?
No.
The train of opportunity passing by? The train of
opportunity. Well, it's passed by, I guess. Too bad.
I guess so. All right, Fatty, you blew your chance.
Oh, I guess I did.
I guess so. Let me give you the toll-free number here if you want to call back if you change your mind.
Okay. Hey, sure. I know what I'd do for $10,000.
Oh, okay, here we go.
I'd say it. I'd fuck your cancer's mom.
You know, that's really fucked up. You know that? That's really fucked up.
Hey, man. You're calling one of Chris's friends. What do you expect?
I'm done with this.
What's the 800 number?
888-278-8509. All right, buddy. You have a good night there.
You too.
Damn it!
What an ass.
Yeah, I know. That went nowhere.
Man, I'm still muted.
You're not muted at all. What are you talking about? You weren't muted at all during that whole thing. What's Prank Master
muted
talking
yourself.
About? You muted yourself. It's Dark Pro Lindo, Prank Master thing. Hey. Whatever, I don't care.
Here you go.
Hey, Milkman, can you kick Prank Master out of the chat room? He's bothering me over here.
Yeah, is he in there?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in there. He's folk me or something. He's being stupid over here. Anyway.
What, he's private?
Folk you.
Yeah, whatever. No, leave him alone, whatever. Who cares about him anyway? Let's not give him any credence. Anything to work with.
Or,
excuse me. 1120.
Just remember, he's a pedo.
Yeah,
and
I guess
he
so.
Can't help it.
Whatever.
Got an IQ less than my shoe size.
We've been on the air for an hour, and we've been doing pretty good, I guess. But trying to, at least.
Yeah, a couple of good pranks.
Yep.
And all rumors is that KDK's cock is bigger than Prank Master's IQ anyway.
Probably is. Jonathan wants the link to the other chat room. I don't know what he's talking about.
PCU.
Link to the other chat room.
Lazy.
That's the one. That's the one. You heard it here first. Breaking news: Columbus, Ohio police were working a group of guys for 2 years and busted them with $2 million worth of cocaine. great.
Oh, Carlito, Jonathan's trying to come in to the chat.
Yeah.
Tell him that he's got to use PCU lazy.
PCU.lazy, yeah, because the other ones are dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or try IRC. Try PCU first from the Java. If not, then try IRC.
Then try IRC. Okay. 10-4. Gotcha. Most Def is still waiting on those quotes. Did we come up with anything? I can't think of a quote, man. I don't know.
What was his project?
He never told me, so we're going to eliminate him. Sorry, dude.
All right.
You got to help us help
hey,
you.
Hey, Carlito, I sent you another good number, man.
Okay. What do we have here?
There's a life story with this here, man.
Okay. Well, send it in, man. Send it in, brother. All right,
Look in your Gmail.
Okay. Well, Gangrene, thanks for that. Thanks for that, Gangrene.
Hey, Gangrene.
I'm typing away the new chat room here for Jonathan and Saigon real here. Real quick here, lazy-net.de. There you go, Ben Sparks, a.k.a. Earth Dog.
Jonathan.
Earth Dog.
Yes. Just bear with me, everybody. We'll be right with you here. Okay.
My pitch is really yellow today.
That's good, though. It's clean.
PCU.lazy-net.de.
Like a bright yellow?
Yeah.
That's good, though. That's good. You know the last time I had to take a piss test and I took cleansers and I was drinking water, it got to the point where my piss looked like if you were to take a highlighter and break it open and take out, you know, the insides of it, you know, it's kind of like cotton kind of. If you were to take that out and wring it out, it looked just like that. It was really freaky looking.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's freaky. But, hey, I passed the test.
Sweet.
Yeah, but it was really scary. Like, I looked in the toilet after I took a piss, and it was, like, glowing at me. I was like, wow. Wow.
Cool. I'm gonna fail this one.
Highlighter ink pee. That's a healthy thing, though, man. Don't worry about it. That's fine. Okay. Lord Spoon sent us a number a while ago for a black dude in Alabama. We'll try to call him also here soon. Milkman is sending in a number for, who is this now, Cindy Taylor?
Yeah. What it is, this guy, Ralph, is out cheating around on this old lady. So you're supposed to call in and act like a gay dude. And there's a bunch of information here.
Wait a minute. He's
because she's already freaking out and knows that he picks up prostitutes. So this would just be the last straw if they're now seeing some dude.
Oh, so I'm going to call the wife and say that he's been picking me up?
It's his girlfriend, right.
Girlfriend, but okay, so accuse him. Okay, I got it. Wow, that's good. He goes to White Castle to drink coffee.
He leaves, yeah, right, he leaves like hours early, and that's when he goes out and picks up the whores.
Okay, 10-4, we'll do that.
Sounds good.
Okay. We have more information from Lord Spoon for that black guy he wants us to call. His name is Braxton. All right, 10-4 on that.
The Budweiser drinker, too.
Jeff, who's his favorite? Who's Jeff Gordon is his favorite? Oh, man, Jeff Gordon, he's the gay NASCAR driver, isn't he? That kind of makes sense.
Right.
He's considered the gay.
Got a little shrine for him.
Yeah, the Rainbow Warrior, they call him. Okay.
Yeah.
Nunu, I never got to Nunu's number. It's probably too late to call that guy. Sorry, Nunu. I'll keep it open just in case.
One clone.
We've only called one number tonight of Lonesome Losers, and I apologize for that. We need to call this. We need to call this girlfriend though, for sure. Let's see. Killer P has sent in that number for Deb Smith. Also, we'll call that also here. Lil Evil Neo checking in with numbers who appear to be KDK's upstairs neighbor, possibly. We can try those as well. And that's about it. That's half of it. Okay. Alright, so this lady's name is Cindy Taylor. Ralph's favorite... Okay, and the husband is Ralph Shepard, or the boyfriend is Ralph. Let's see here. Ralph's favorite NASCAR driver is Jeff Gordon. He leaves for work at 3 a.m. Supposed to be there at 5 a.m., goes to White Castle's to drink coffee, read the paper. Girlfriend thinks he is seeing someone else. Was told that he has been known to pick up prostitutes. Wow. He goes to a bar called LJ's on Friday night on Meridian Street and Indy. This is Indianapolis? Is this where this guy lives?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We're doing that next then. Hang on, let me get something to play here while we set that up. Here it is.
Yeah, try and do a gay guy, man.
Okay.
Really freak her out, man. She'll really get pissed.
All right. I'll try.
I'll be right back.
Well, that sucks. I was really hoping to be able to do that.
That's weird. Yeah. Cutting right over to a busy signal like that.
Yeah, I'm not sure, dude. I don't know if maybe it's the way the number comes up as, it doesn't come up as blocked. It's coming up as a New Jersey number. I don't know. Maybe confirm that number. I tried it twice. Try to confirm that number for me.
Yeah,
see.
That's...
That's the one? Okay.
Okay, wait. Here, wait a minute.
What? Anyway, all right. You keep working on that. Keep working on that.
What happened?
N4, big dog.
Oh, yeah, the toll-free line is not even open, dude. I need to turn on the toll-free line. I might have people trying to call in, and I haven't.
Yeah.
Homeboy probably tried to call back.
Yeah, I was telling you somebody was going to call in early.
Yeah, you're right. Hang on, let me try to fix it real quick. Does anybody here know who or what NHB Radio is? NHB Radio, ever heard of it?
Nope.
Got a guy here says...
Here's his cell number.
Her cell number or his cell number?
It's his.
His? Well, it's not going to work. We need to talk to her.
Ooh, he's got you there, yo.
Yeah, I know. We need her. Hang on. I don't know. I guess one of our listeners is sending this guy requests to play our stuff on his show or something like that. That's cool.
Oh, she may answer the cell phone.
She may answer the cell phone? Okay, sure.
He's asleep.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I don't know. Here goes nothing. Let's see if it works.
God, ask for her.
Yeah, well, you got it.
Yogurt's good.
Mm-hmm. Peach yogurt? What are you eating? Just regular yogurt? What do you got over there?
Boston cream pie.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, wow. I love Krispy Kreme glazed donuts.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Now that's some good munchy through here, Jack.
Little Debbie snack cake part two.
I like the oatmeal cream. Those are really good.
Yeah, and
like the peanut butter one. They're like a bar.
Yeah.
Spray with ice cold milk.
I got your ice cold milk, milkman.
Oh yeah, man. Icy cold milk.
Clone's milk is 98.6
Your
degrees.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Jet. Got it off. Well, we'll save that one there for the next time, Nick. You want to try it?
Try it one more time. Hang on. I don't know, S.A. I'm trying.
He's probably talking to one of the prostitutes.
Probably. That's a great premise for a prank call. I had it ready to go. But anyway, perhaps later. Perhaps later. Hang on to that milk, man. Put that in the
maybe
bowl.
Before we go for the night, man. Yeah, I'll definitely keep that one.
Okay, keep it on file. Try to remind me before we close the show out.
Still got Deborah Mansfield's number?
Deborah Mansfield, who's that? I don't know who that
That's
is.
That's the one bus driver there that was cussing.
No, but if you can get it for me, we'll call her. Yes, we will. Okay. We can call her if you give me the number. Let's see here. New News asking me to call the taxi company. Okay, he's requesting that. Acknowledge. But ahead of you, we have Deb Smith, who was the realtor who's divorced. We also have another that worked for me in the past, an Asian male who's into multi-level scams. Sells water filters on the side. She talks but pretends not to understand. I like to hit on her, and she asks me if I'm black, and I will tell her she needs to eat my big American banana. Okay, Killer P just...
Don't weed every day.
Yeah, he's... Killer P has it in for the realty industry for some reason. Deborah Mansfield coming in. Thank you, Milkman. Let me call this lady then, Deb Smith. Let me see what happens with her. Wow, man. This is great. This is great, everybody. I don't know. That was one of Lonesome Losers' number. We waited an hour to call it, so they're probably closed by now. They were in Mississippi, so it's...
Hi, Deborah Mansfield, because she waiting for your call about this time of night.
Yeah, she's waiting to hear from me. Jonathan complains that the chat room is disconnected. That's because he's trying the old chat room, not the new one. You have to try the new one, my brother.
Yes.
It's a new chat room for tonight and tonight only. We got that Alabama nigger, apparently. The guy that came in here, some music here. A black guy in Alabama who's ghetto.
Yeah.
Let's try that.
Who's trying to be ghetto?
We'll try it.
I'm an Alabama nigger and I wanna be free. Hell would end up lazy.
Hello.
Hey, Braxton.
Yo.
What's up? How you doing? What's crack-latin'? What's crack-latin'?
It's heaven. Who is this?
Speak up, boy.
Who?
I said speak up, boy.
Who is this?
My name is Leroy Johnson.
Who?
Can you speak up for me, boy? Sir?
Hello.
Hey, do you see all... I got a question for you, Mr. Braxton.
Yes.
Why have you left all this cotton gone unpicked?
Huh?
Why have you left all the cotton gone unpicked?
What'd you say?
I said, why have you left all the cotton go unpicked?
Why have I left what?
All the cotton go unpicked, boy.
Who did?
You did, boy.
Whatever, man. Don't look out my house.
Look outside the window, all that cotton out there. Go pick it.
God, don't pick your ass.
Don't be calling my house no more. He didn't take very kindly to that.
He sure is up there, boy.
Hang on.
Pretty unsociable.
Let me try to call him back. Hang on.
Don't be up there.
Don't you be calling my house no more, boy.
Oh, man, you gotta be able to play the song to him. Play that song to him.
Okay, I will.
Who that there?
Hello. Hello. Hello.
I don't think he heard it. I don't think you heard it. Damn, that sucks.
I tried. I gotta put in a speakerphone.
Oh, well.
If I put in a speakerphone, let me test it. It'll probably screw up everything. And we're moving on after this, because this is not a racist show, despite what most people think.
Can't hear my
bong hits
tonight.
Hey, I take offense to that, man. I'm a Negro right here in the madhouse, man. So don't be talking racist crap about my brother now.
jibba jabba jibba jabba jibba
jibba jabba jibba jabba jibba jabba.
Love.
I'm an Alabama nigga. I wanna be free.
I'm an Alabama nigger, an NAACP, and that goddamn Alabama nigger is me. I'm an you know that song, boy?
Yeah, you gon' die.
You know how it goes?
You know how, you know what you and white people have in common? Y'all hang.
Hey, you know what?
You know what?
You wanna know how your mama tastes? Why don't you kiss me?
That don't matter. I don't have a mother.
My mama... You don't have a mama because she's here with me right now.
Yeah.
She tastes like sweet butter and bacon grease.
I find out who you is. I'm kidding.
What are you going to do? You going to skin me?
I'm going to kill you.
You going to fry me?
Yeah, I already know who you
is. I got you on tape threatening me, boy.
Cook you up like a coon.
Nothing. Cook me up like a coon?
Huh?
You're going to cook me up like a coon?
Nah, I'm going to beat your ass.
How you going to beat my ass if you can't catch me, boy?
I can't catch you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the last time you were running down the street, I heard you got arrested.
So this must be Chris or something, okay.
White Lightning.
What's wrong with Chris, man?
What's wrong with Chris?
Look, you ready to hear my favorite song?
Yeah, go ahead and sing it.
I'm an Alabama nigger, I want to be free, hell with the NAACP. I don't... Do you drink and cuss, boy?
I'm an Alabama nigger and I want to be free.
How do you like that song?
Fine.
You talk too low. Why you got such a buzz on your phone?
Because you being recorded.
Where'd you buy that phone at? Big Lots?
No, but you...
Speak up!
You can't record it.
Whatever, I don't care. You can't record me. I don't give you permission.
What?
I don't give you permission to record me.
Oh, okay.
No, you have to destroy the tape.
Okay.
Let me hear you destroy the tape.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
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 What do you say to a black man in a three-piece suit?
What do you say to a black
man? Will the defendant please rise? And he's gone.
Oh man, I don't feel good tonight.
I guess he didn't want to record anymore.
I guess not. He's recording.
I like that song.
Well, I got news for you, buddy. I'm recording you too. I really.
Alive.
I really hope my phone's being blocked, you know? Because I've done some really fucked up prank calls tonight. Wow.
If it's not, it should make for an interesting day tomorrow.
It'll make for a very interesting day tomorrow and a very interesting conversation with
my
lawyer.
Well, now, if you really want to get one pissed off, call Deborah Mansfield. Look here in your G-Talk.
Okay, fine. We'll call Deborah Mansfield. You got it. Anyway, well, hey, real quick, a thank you to Lord Spoon for that effort right there.
Hey, Lord Spoon.
You get an A for effort. And here we go.
With E for effort.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Deborah Mansfield's coming right up then.
Sounds like a porn name.
I think so.
Remember, she's a druggie and an alcoholic. She's a closet case.
Speak with Debbie, please.
Who is it?
Me, John Masterson.
Who?
Me, John Masterson.
Who is John Masterson?
A friend of yours.
No, I'm not no friend of yours.
I'm a friend of yours and Jesus.
Oh, okay. You tell Jesus I said hi and don't call my house no more.
Shut up, bitch. Come on, talk to me. God damn it. Fucking crap show. This is the worst show.
That was her.
In the history of internet radio, and I blame my girlfriend. Athena, get out of the room. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah,
man.
Oh, shit.
I wish. Sometimes, Athena, I wish. Do not hit me in the balls. Do not you dare. Do not you dare. I'll spray this in your eye. I'll burn the hell out of your eye.
Mad knicker.
Mad knicker. Guys, it's midnight. We didn't even take a break tonight. We're that awesome. We went straight through.
I did.
Yeah, we've been on a roll, man.
Clone took a break. Clone's always taking a break. Taking a smoke break over there.
Well, he had to take a break there a little while ago after that frying pan episode, poor old Clone.
Apparently, man. Jeez. Old lady over there is going to piss off. Oh, shit. Excuse me, everybody.
Damn it now, why don't you, Clone? Don't smoke all that shit up and give me some.
Okay, now, Lonesome Loser is sending in a number for Players Gentlemen's Club and KFC Long John Silver also here. So we have that to work with. We also still have those numbers from Little Evil Neo that we can try as well. We also have Deb Smith that Killer P has resubmitted again. And we also have this taxi company in Britain. I'm saving that for the end. I'm going to take a break because I need to stretch real quick, and we'll come back and knock out a few more prank calls before we call it a night. How's that sound? Milkman, Clone, are you in for that?
Great.
Yeah.
You guys going to hang on?
I'm
hanging.
All right, good. We have 55 listeners, and I thank all 55 of you wonderful, beautiful Americans and assorted Europeans and Pacific Islanders who are listening tonight on the Madhouse Radio Network.
Wow.
You're all great. We'll be right back after this. Ah, shit. Anyway, we'll be right back after this, everybody.
That's right. Hold on to your sheets and get your hand out of cookies and milk from the sweet kitchen. Can't testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die,
I'm a Texas guy. Now let's take them high. Madhouse Radio will be back right after this.
Don't tell me 40,000 people are coming here. They're not here.
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
No, you're not having no anal sex with me.
Yes, I am. You're going to like it too, but maybe you're not.
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.
Holy calamity, scream insanity. Are you ever going to be another great fan of me?
Jeez, Milkman.
Yeah, he's killing me.
I don't know what's wrong with Milkman. Anyway, the second I turn the toll-free line out, we got a call coming right in. Someone's, like, redialing, apparently. Let me see who it is. Hopefully it's not the police.
Hello.
What's up, Carlito?
Jonathan, what's up, man?
Not too much. What you up to?
Nothing. I just turned the toll-free line on, man. I forgot all about it. How you doing, brother?
I'm okay. Listen, I've been having problems getting into the chat room. I can't find a website to get into the other one.
The chat room, we've had problems with the chat room, and Madman, who runs the chat room, is actually here in the great state of Florida as well on vacation. So he's not around to fix it. So we have a temporary chat room, but you have to use... How do you get in the chat room? You use the website, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's why. I don't think the website link is working right now.
Okay.
I'm in on it.
Clone's in on it. When you're connecting, which one are you selecting? You know, you have race, you have, what else is in there? Race, IRC.
Underdog.
I know Underdog isn't working for sure.
I tried all of them.
You tried all of them and they're not working? Yeah, it's a little iffy right now. I've heard of other people complaining they were having trouble with it.
Yeah.
You might want to try downloading MIRC and connecting that way. That'll probably work for you, brother.
You probably need to send me the website through the messenger so I can go through that.
Uh-huh. Hang on here. I will do that in just a second. How's everything going with you, man? How's Florida treating you? You liking it? You settled in now?
I'm settled in.
You got your broadband now, or are you still on the old dial-up?
I'm still on dial-up, but on Sundays now, I'm gonna be going up to work with my dad. I'll have broadband up there, up at App River.
Okay, and what's the name of this town, if you don't mind my asking, where you're staying at now?
I'm in a little town called Holt.
H-O-L-T?
Uh-huh.
Florida? Okay. That's up in the... Is that the Panhandle area, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, the company that I'm working for, I think they're the company that does your broadband out there, if you do cable. Cable modem. I think that's my company that I started working for. So good luck with that, because they suck. I'm kidding. I sent you the link to the to get that program.
Okay. You have to show me how to work this new program.
Yeah.
This is all new.
The best thing, you're probably going to have to wait for me. What I'll do when I end the show tonight, I'll walk you through it, because I won't be able to do it while I'm on the show. Or if you know someone else out there who can help you out on Yahoo, on AOL or something, or Yahoo, maybe they can walk you through it. But start off by downloading that program. It's free, MIRC.
Okay.
And I will give you the instructions myself if no one else gets to before that, man.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
Smoke weed every day.
All right.
All right, brother. Have a good night. Thanks for calling in. It wouldn't be the same without you on here.
Oh, it's not a problem.
All right. Get back in the chat room. We miss you.
All right.
All right, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
EarthDoc says, don't let creepy in here. That's funny. Hang on. Let's see if Milkman is fixed over there yet. All right, Milkman. You sound a lot better now. We had a huge bunch of fuzz coming on your end over there, man. What was that all about?
Well, my battery died.
Like my navel.
I got a Sony stereo condenser mic.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Battery died in it.
Oh, I see. Well, does that take triple A's or double A's?
Double A's.
Yeah. Hey, well, do they sell?
9-volt.
But I prefer D's.
Do they sell?
I prefer double D's, actually.
Do they sell single A batteries, man? Because you can get your double A, triple A. Is there a single A battery out there you can buy?
You must be.
I think there used to be.
Yeah, back in the day. There's got to be a single A. I want a single A battery.
Yeah.
I want a single A battery just to say I have a single A battery, bitch. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Anyway, music's playing here, and we're moving on. We're going to wrap things up here. We're going to do a few more prank calls, and we can call it a night. I just finished
hey,
taking...
Hey, you want to try Ralph again? I sent you his number.
Yes, okay. I'll do that again. I just finished taking a sleeping pill so I can get to sleep, because I drank coffee, and I'm all out of whack. And you know what?
Oh, did you get the melatonin, man?
No, I didn't. I'm still taking that hydro something. Hey, our good friend Crazy Fucker, we haven't heard from
melatonin.
We haven't talked to Crazy. Me and Athena were just saying we needed to call him before the night was through. And
I know.
He's calling in now.
That's what I was saying when I was buzzing like that.
Yeah, hang on.
Who?
Crazy Fucker, you're on the air.
Crazy
how you doing?
Bastard.
Hey, I'm trying to call
Our
sister of cholesterol.
You heard that?
Yeah, man. I'm listening to you on my old Apple computer.
Oh, sweet. You got it working, man. Welcome.
Yeah, I punched Winamp in it.
Old Apple.
I was able to get through.
Good.
I was able to hear you guys.
Good deal. Winamp is the preferred player of Madhouse Radio.
Yeah, well, this is old Apple computer that's really like it's, hasn't been used since like 2001.
Yeah.
But still, it's got, you know, I don't know how, but...
If it works, it works.
Yeah, you got a great
2001.
Deal. Well, yeah, it's not like my good computer is like I gotta get a power supply and a motherboard for it.
Oh, okay. All
yeah, right. What's up with this shit, man? You buy a fucking computer and you're supposed to last 20 or 30 years, and then all of a sudden, man, 9 days after the warranty expires, they fucking go to shit on you.
All right. 20
years? Yeah, from Tiger Direct. I'm not going to fucking...
I would
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. No, listen over here on this end.
Yeah, okay. I'm not going to fuck Tiger Direct, man.
How are you drinking, man?
Yeah, man, I'm drinking.
What are you drinking?
What am I drinking? I'm drinking cheap fucking wine mixed with grape juice and fucking ice cold water.
Oh, you went down to the dollar store again, did you?
No, I got a gallon of Carlo Rossi.
Ugh, that's nasty.
Well, it is. No, it's not. Not if you put like 10% Carlo Rossi, 10% grape juice, and 80% ice cold water, it is good.
But that's not wine. That's like water that's like a water spritzer.
That's like a wine cooler.
Flavored wine.
It's like a wine cooler.
It's flavored water.
They call it a wine cooler.
It's Kool-Aid.
It's like
wine cooler.
Oh my God, my friend, that's craziness.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with that, man. Whatever gets you
only
there.
Only bitches drink.
Well, no, you know, the only, hey, nothing will get us there.
Oh, man.
Until we separate our flesh from our body, our spirit from our flesh.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's going to get us.
I separated my wife's flesh from her body last night.
Don't let these bastards tell you that space is the final frontier or the ocean is the final frontier. Death is the fucking final frontier. And it's actually a state of life. What we're living in right now, all of us preying upon other living organisms to sustain ourselves. It's like this is living death that we're going through. You know, it is. It really is. And more and more as I study shit, I believe that the rock and rollers had it right when they said only the good die young, you know?
Wow, and here
a person's gotta be really a funky motherfucker to like living on this planet.
And here I thought the final frontier was the female orgasm, and I guess I'm wrong.
No, the poor female creatures of our species, man, are the most exploited and the most. They're the mother of all life on this planet, but yet they're treated the worst, and they're actually, man, I tell you, man, it just fucking pisses me off, man.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in no fucking God. I worship the goddess. The female is the giver of life, and this planet is the Mother Earth. What the fuck is this God son of a bitch? He had a mother somewhere along the line.
No, he is the mother and the father, all in one, man. It's...
Well, you're saying he's a morphodite then, huh?
Probably, yeah.
He's got like he's like that Bible's is like it's got like 10% universal truth in it and 90% bullshit, like the Jews' creation myth. Okay, this motherfucker Adam and Eve, right?
Right.
They had sex, and that's where all us human beings came from, right?
Right.
Well, okay, they apparently had a son and a daughter, and the son and daughter fucked each other. So right there, what you got right there in the Bible is the first case of incest.
It is true. It's
crock of shit, dude. And hey, I liked what you said tonight about this motherfucker Bush wanting to get a third term.
Yeah.
Well, hey, dude, you know what? These motherfuckers trying to take down our Constitution, and when that happens, man, then the last candle, free candle in the wind in our planet Earth will be extinguished. Hey, man, it's all fucking bullshit and propaganda. Hey, dude, since my computer been down, I've been really getting into watching movies and shit.
Right.
And I watch this old one called Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, that's a great movie, man.
Right, and they make one brief statement in it where they say the chick cop, you know the chick cop there?
Yeah, where Schwarzenegger's the president, is that the one?
No, it's where they're talking about the Schwarzenegger Presidential Library.
That's what I just said.
Right, okay, you got it, you caught it, you got
it.
Okay, that's... now, they're setting the stage right now to fucking let that fucking Nazi motherfucker become the President of the United States, even though his daddy was a fucking Nazi and he's a fucking Nazi. They want to take our Constitution and chop it up. Well, I'm ready to lay down my life right now for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. Kill every fucking fascist in this country.
Oh,
every
boy.
Rich motherfucker driving around in a limousine making money off of dead people in the Middle East. Kill them all, man. I'm
drop
ready to see it all come down.
Yeah,
fuck them motherfuckers. And if you ever want to believe in something, there's only one fucking thing to believe in if you're an American, and that's the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Right.
And these motherfuckers, they're doing everything to destroy the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They're doing preemptive strikes.
Yeah.
You know, hey, but all you gotta do is study history if you wanna see how evil the evil people are. They put some of the most ruthless dictators in office down in South America, down in
And no shit, dude. They give money to the worst kind of fucking scum on this planet. And yet, right here at home, they talk these lame bastards in, oh, freedom and democracy, freedom and democracy.
Right.
Oh, fuck a fucking shit, man. You know what, man? And they got, man, that's why I listen to you guys, because at least you let some motherfucker call up and express himself. You're the only free radio on the fucking air, dude.
You know, shortwave radio and stuff like that, and that still exists out there.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I'm telling you, dude. But anyway, thanks for letting me rant.
Hey, man. We love it.
Let me ask you, dude. You know what, man? Hey, I will pay to call up and talk to you, man. I don't like using your 800 number, and you happen to pay for that shit.
No.
So if there's a way, man, I will send in a money contribution to you.
Don't worry, now. This is for everybody, man. I make this so you can call without having to worry about any retribution.
All I want is these brain-dead fucking people up there, out there to wake fucking up. Get off your drugs. You know what? They're destroying our country right now with chemical warfare. They got these poor little kids strung out on methamphetamine. They got these ruthless fucking people pimping them off and making sex slaves out of them.
Yeah.
Hey, dude, there's another good video I watched recently. Ever seen The Hostel?
I heard things about it. I heard it's really nasty.
Oh, it has got a message to it. It's really got a message. It turns itself around. And only one of the Americans make it out, and I'm not going to ruin the plot in case somebody wants to watch it. But I ran across a couple of my friends, guy and his old lady that was in the video store, and I asked them if they watched it. They had checked it out, and when the first dude barfed is when they quit watching it. But, you know, hey, you get hooked up to a woman, man, you get so fucking pussy whipped that. You know what? They were checking out a fucking video called Breaking Up. Some fucking...
The Breakup?
Yeah, The Breakup.
I got dragged into that one.
Huh?
I got dragged into that one in the movie theater.
Is that some kind of comedy or some shit?
So it's got the chick, Jennifer Aniston, and the guy with the cheeks. What's his face? Oh, I forgot his name already.
Hey, well, The Hostel is worth watching, but you can't... It starts out really cute, and then it gets really ugly, and then that one American makes it out of fucking alive. But man, it's kind of like I thought it was kind of like a fucking great flick, you know.
I'll tell you what, you want to do a call with us while I have you on the line?
I'd love to do a call.
Okay, we can call Uncle Tom's Cabin. That's in Fresno. We have Devil Dog Bail Bonds. That's in Montana.
Or what is Double Dog's Bail Bonds?
Yeah, Devil Dog Bail Bond, that's right. In Missoula, Montana.
Okay, whatever you want to do, man, just let me know which one.
Okay, we'll do
what's this Uncle Tom's Cabin?
I have no idea, sir. That was just confirmed though about 10 minutes ago. This is in California.
Okay, whatever, man. But, hey, I hope, man, really, believe me, don't let them fuck our Constitution or our Bill of Rights up.
Oh, no. You know what? We're going to call the bail bonds, and I want you to explain to them why your constitutional rights are being infringed upon and you need help to get bailed out or something. I don't know. Run with it. All right. Crazy fucker's going to give us a prank call here, everybody. And we'll be right back with that in just a second, folks. Hang on, Crazy Man.
I love
man.
This guy.
Yeah, he's great.
He's right on, man. He's one of the only people in here that knows his shit. Done been fucked by the system, so he knows what it's about. The experience way, right? And it goes something like this here. Faces. Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Hello?
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 Yes?
Who am I speaking to, please?
This is Joel.
Joel? Is this a bail bonds?
Yes.
And you're in Missoula?
Yes.
Hey, Joel. Let's say I was a cop. Hello, Joel?
Yeah.
Is this a bail bonds?
Yes.
Okay, Joel. Let's say that I went on a road trip and I came to Missoula and I robbed all the banks in town. How much would a bail bond cost me?
That I don't know. I'd have to wait till you got caught and thrown in jail.
Really?
Yep.
What if I came to Missoula and I decided that I would open up a heroin distribution and refining factory, and the police arrested me? How much would my bail bond be?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't? You mean you can't? You don't? You cannot tell me?
Not really.
Really? Well, have you consulted with your local chief of police there in Missoula? Haven't you guys figured out how much a bag man gets, how much a judge gets, how much the DA gets, and how much the police chief gets? And hello, Joel? Joel, are you there, Joel? Hey, Joel.
Goddamn, Joel, he hung up.
Fuck, Joel. Yeah, see, they ain't even got their fucking corruption together there in Missoula.
They do.
Maybe I'll move to Missoula there.
I guess.
And do all that shit I just talked about, because they ain't figured out how much it's going to cost to fucking string me out.
Must be free.
Must be,
Hell yeah.
Yeah, dude. Hey,
free country.
Just remember, America is a free country, and freedom in America is doing whatever you want to fucking do until you get caught.
That's right. Amen to that. It's...
All right. And now let me sing the Star Spangled Banner before I go. And remember when the black folk used to pick cotton? Now only the black guy's kicking down your sister or your daughter's cotton underpants. Yeah, that's only cotton they like to pick. Yeah, white girls are cotton underpants.
Cotton underpants, right on, man. Okay, he just hung up. Crazy fucker. Crazy fucker is in some mood tonight, everybody. Wow, that's all I have to say. Gentlemen, what do you think about that?
That was great.
Yeah.
He's in rare form tonight. I've never... Yeah. That's,
we got to save that clip with him singing for one of our intros or outros or a promo,
or
dude.
Something.
That was a classic, man.
Yeah, I think he... And Gangrene is saying very correctly, I think he is losing it. Wow. Earth Dog says he wishes that he could do a show.
It.
That guy is insane. He's something else. I don't know if it's legit...
Did we should start calling him like every once in a while, man.
Well, I'll tell you what, he called last week. He when I didn't do a show last week, I played a best of. He called around 1 o'clock.
Aww.
And he talked to Athena. I was way too tired, and he was like, you know, he was all like, "Oh, I'm sorry to bother you," and this and that, you know. And he talked to me the week before when I was on. We ended early 2 weeks ago, and he called after the show, and I talked to him for a good 10-15 minutes. So
we should start calling him like around 11 or something.
Yeah, we're going to have to. He's too much, man. You remember the first time he called me, he called the toll-free line here trying to talk to KDK. And and I connected him with KDK, and he started going off on some crazy shit, and the shit hit the fan that night, I remember. That's... Jesus, God. Okay. I don't know. That's something else, man. He's a crazy character. He's really drunk tonight, though. He's not always like that,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, he's a hoot.
He is a hoot. He is my favorite caller on this show. Wouldn't it be a show without Crazy Fucker from California calling in? But hey, I digress.
Oh, thank God he called back.
Thank God indeed. How about we call it a night, because I'm getting tired. Okay, well, we're gonna
you want to try Ralph one more time?
Yeah, Ralph. That's right. We'll try Ralph one more time. Hang on. Let me try that here. Where was my damn song? Here, over here, over here. Okay.
We don't get him this time. We got to try early next week.
Exactly. All right, I'm trying Ralph, everybody.
Well, horse shit.
Yeah, maybe next week, guys. I don't think that's going to work.
All right. Yeah. I'll save it.
Save it, man. Remind me. Don't let me forget. We will definitely try that again.
Don't forget.
Right.
Next week. What's
I hope
up?
Everybody enjoyed this because we just all lost our freedoms here as Bush just signed this new law. Remove your right to go to a court.
How's that?
That's part of the law they just passed, and also gives big breaks to all the corporations out there that do damages, like with drugs or whatever, to people, innocent citizens.
Yeah.
They got a way out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's,
That's what I think.
What can you do? What can you do, man? Do you want to try this, you want to try this taxi company in
Democrat.
Britain?
Hell yeah.
Let me try it. Well, if we're calling Britain, we got to play Rolling Stones. All right, let's try to get through to Britain here.
Well, actually, you know, Jimmy was a British star first. You did have a good choice of music.
Yeah, but the song was over. Hang on, folks. We're going to try the taxi company who refused a man with a dog.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you? Hello, ma'am.
Hello.
Hello, is this the taxi company?
Which one?
Niven?
Yes.
Okay, good. I was wondering if I could come down, but I don't want any problems. I have a dog. You know, I heard very bad things that you people do not take dogs in the car, and, you know...
We do take dogs in our car. Who's calling?
I'm calling from America.
Okay, so why are you calling us?
Because I want to let you know that in America we have these rules where you must accept a dog if it's a guide
dog.
Well,
we do accept dogs, okay?
Well, look, lady, this...
It was a situation that got out of hand, and things have been said that shouldn't have been said by the press and all the rest of it, and we have nothing else to say.
Well, let me tell you something. This is America, and I'm going to be suing you because of what you did.
Oh,
you piss off, woman.
I didn't say piss off, so don't talk to me like that.
I heard what you said. Well, you know, in America, you wouldn't be allowed to vote.
And who cares what happens in America?
Well,
we live in England.
Well, we saved your ass in World War II.
You never did, and who helped you out just now?
No, you're not.
He is crazy, man.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Fuck you! Call me a bitch, you cheeky fucker.
Cheeky fucker? What the fuck is that, bitch?
Hello, excuse me, what's your name?
Hey, who's that woman you got over there talking to
your woman?
Who is this? You're a prankster, yeah?
Who's that woman you got talking on the phone to me, boy?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Joe America.
Joe America.
That's right.
Yeah, right. Listen. Yeah, like we could sue you. Do you want us to trace your call and sue you, yeah?
Do it, boy. You can't. I'm American. You can't sue me. You own me.
Are you as gay as you sound?
Shut up, milkman.
Yeah, whatever. Goodbye.
Hey, we saved your asses in World War II. Damn it. Jesus, God Christ.
That was kind of fun. That was worth the wait there. That one goes out
call
to
him back. Call him back.
No.
You fucking woman.
She's like, oh, fuck you.
You cheeky fucker.
You cheeky fucker. Wow, man. Cheeky fucker, whatever that means.
Dude, I still want to do
you
it, man. We've got
to
go through it again.
Don't talk to me like that.
Hang on. Replay.
You wouldn't be allowed to vote.
And who cares what happens in America?
Well,
we live in England.
Well, we saved your ass in World War II. What
no,
do you have
you
to...
You never did. And who helped you out just now?
No, you're not.
He is crazy, man.
We don't need you anyway, bitch.
Fuck you! Call me a bitch, you cheeky fucker.
Cheeky fucker? What the fuck is that, bitch?
What's your name?
Hey, who's that woman you got over there talking to your woman?
Who is this? You're a prankster, yeah?
Who's that woman you got talking on the phone to me, boy?
Yeah, who is this?
This is Joe America.
Joe America.
That's right.
Joe America. Who the fuck is Joe America? I like that.
Yeah, right. Listen. Yeah?
Yeah, whatever. It wouldn't be a Thursday night if I didn't get...
Dude, we got to do a compilation one time, man, of all the people that have cussed out and raised hell and said funny one-liners to you, man.
Yeah.
All of them just get all the one-liners and make like a one-minute promo.
He made just the one-liners going off and on, like the lady who called me fat. Then you're fat. Just all
right,
like connected
all of them. You cheeky fucker.
You're fat, you cheeky fucker.
You... Big motherfucker.
Yeah. Jesus God Christ. Anyway, folks.
And then you like, that ended up. And you can see how much fun we have here in the madhouse. So tune in on Thursday.
This is the proof. The proof is in the. In the whatever it is. In the.
My wife says cheeky fucker all the time.
Does she really? And she gets a little out of line there.
Yeah.
She gets a little out of line sometimes, man. You gotta watch out for that.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
I just let her go.
Just let her go, yeah. Australians, yeah. What are you looking at, Athena? Those dirty girls from that TV show with Flavor Flav? Dirty ass people. Dirty, dirty show. That show. I like it, though. It's very fun. All right. How about we call it a night, man? It's getting late. I got to work tomorrow. I got to be sleeping. Cloned. Thank you very much for stopping in. Would you like to say a hi or a goodbye to your fans? Now's the time.
Hello, everyone that listens to me, that listens to Carlito. Thank you for listening. It's been real fun.
Yeah.
Some good calls in there.
That's right. Very good calls. Good on you.
I hope you all enjoyed.
We all did. Milkman, take us out of here, bro.
All right, bro. I just sent you a message here in G-Talk, man. But I'd like to give a big thank you and a shout out to Madman, wherever you are, cruising down there in the south. Thanks a lot for this great chat room. Also, I want to thank Gangrene for bringing us an additional emergency backup server right here for IRCPCU.lazy-net.de. By gosh, high five to Gangrene and Madman. That's right. Right here in the IRC chat room for PCU, you can knock somebody's teeth out, shake each other's hands when your band's been lifted, and come back and do it again tomorrow. Thanks a lot for all you guys doing out there. Also, I'd like to thank Dr. Lego, provide us with this wonderful stream, tickling the earball fancies of all those people around the world out there. Thank you. Also, I'd like to thank our wonderful
Dr. Lego. Hang on, Milkman. We got Dr. Lego calling in. What's going on?
No. You know, I'll tell you. That KDK is trying to sabotage my show.
Now what? What's he doing now? He's not wanting to talk on your show anymore?
No. My laptop blew up.
Uh-huh.
So I asked him to send me Sam and Coder because I didn't have it.
Right.
I said, it's really important. Can you send it to me? He said, yeah, I'm going to email it to you.
Okay.
And he didn't.
Oh, no. It's free. You can find it. Just gotta...
No, it's not free, dude. Salmon Coder's not free.
Yes, it is.
No, dude. It's not free. It's like $200 if you want to buy it.
I've got the key if you want it.
Well, I took it one step further. I went on to some hack board, and I found me Salmon Coder 3.5.
Yeah?
And I got that. I had to install Postgres SQL or some shit.
Uh-huh.
What version of SAM you running?
12.
12?
12.2.
Yeah, I don't have that one. I got 3.5.
Oh, it's about... Oh, 3.5 shit, man.
Yeah, but I had it install Postgres SQL.
Yeah.
Postgres SQL.
That's
which
crazy.
I don't know if... I hope that didn't fuck up my computer. I gotta tell you, man. I fucking PCs, man. I got a virus the other day.
Yeah?
Kind of like, I guess, what happened to KDK, you know?
Alright.
And it wiped my whole shit out. Everything.
Hmm. Ain't that some shit?
Ribbit.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Ribbit.
Just, how's the show going? I'm only catching the tail end.
Oh, man, you missed the best show ever. We talked.
Good.
We talked to George Takei. Who else did we talk to tonight? We talked to
Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore.
Really?
Tom Green. We called Blackout 5 times.
You spoke to Pauly Shore?
Pauly Shore. Yeah, the one and only.
What do you have to say, that fucking fag?
Yeah. He's actually kind of cool. He might be coming down to Orlando.
Danny DeVito, too.
Oh, cool. Fuck him.
Yeah, and Lisa Lampanelli also was on the line tonight, too.
Does she still have hair on her pussy, or she shaved it?
We didn't get into that. I'll pass the numbers on to you, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all right. I'll talk to her. I'll find out for you.
You hear that British bitch that we just talked to right now?
Yeah, she sounded like a real cunt, but I...
Yeah, she did. Around. Yeah, fucking stuff,
dude,
man.
I love... Seriously, though, I gotta tell you. When it comes to porn, I love them freaky German porn people.
Right.
You ever watch the German Gangbang series?
No, I'm not a fan of the German race.
I'm not a fan of them either, but they got some crazy-ass porn, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as porn goes.
A lot of pooping.
Yeah, Bookman turned me on to that shit.
Yeah. All right, Lego, we're ending the show here, but I just wanted to make sure I had you on the line, you know, say your thing, you know. Didn't want to diss you.
That you're kind of dissing me now.
Why? I got to go to sleep, man. I got to work tomorrow, unlike you.
Unlike me? I got a 9 o'clock.
What do you got to do? Make a few phone calls, drink some coffee.
What time are you going to be at work?
I got to be at work at 8 o'clock in the morning, Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, all right. Well, we get up. I get up around the same time. I get up around 7 o'clock. I know what it's like.
I get up at 6, man.
Why?
Because I got to get ready.
It takes you 2 hours to get ready?
Because I got to one up.
Oh, I got an hour-long commute to work, man.
It takes you an hour, huh?
Well, it's a half hour, but, you know, I take my light to get there early. I'm responsible. I sit down, you know. Read the paper, drink some coffee.
Joint.
Well, when I wake up, I rub one out in the shower, usually.
Yeah, my man.
That's man. That's what a man does, man.
All right, well, listen, you know, I appreciate you taking my call.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Dr. Lego, everybody go to drlego.net.
No, fuck that site. Go to pranktheworld.com.
Pranktheworld.biz, got it.
Yeah, pranktheworld.yamama.
Okay, all right. And... say hi to Kim for me.
No, Kim's not high.
No, just say hi to her for me, you know?
You want her to get high for you? Why?
No, just say hi to her. Say hi and ask her.
You know when you get Kim high, you can get that ass.
Ask right? her how I taste.
Okay.
All right.
All right, I'll see you next time.
Bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Dr. Homo, everybody. All right, Dr. Lego. Who's not excited about Dr. Lego? Hey, Milkman, finish us off over here. Like, where were we? We were just thanking Lego. All right, we thank Lego. What else
also,
we got?
Also, I'd like to thank KDK, our benevolent sponsor.
KDK.
The man with the vision. The man with the incredible knowledge and foresight to predict that PCU would be the brilliant shining light of prank calls on the internet that it now is today. The man that did it for the team and went and took down the nasty job and brought us to the attention of the Howard Stern Show. KDK, the Cerebro of the prank world, thank you so much for giving us a shot. And thank you so much for all you've done with this community and wonderful thing you create out here called PCU.
Right.
God loves KDK, and you know we all love you too, KDK. Also, I'd like to thank our fearless leader in the house, the Generalissimo, the El Presidente of the Madhouse, Carlito.
Yes, that's
thank
me.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Well, no thank you to Milkman. I'm
every
kidding.
Week you give... Every week you give a dime and give your time and pay for everybody out there to get free interactive entertainment right here on the internet with all the crazy calls and psychotic things that we do here. Thank you so much, Carlito. Also, I'd like to thank Sweet Kisses, the crazy fucker. I want to thank Clone. Clone done a great job on some calls lately, too. By gosh, I've been having a good time listening to that.
He's
yeah,
right.
You got in a couple good calls with Clone. Thank you so much. And
thank
I want to thank Gang Green once again. I want to thank Sweet Kisses for the wonderful cookies.
You
Baby Puppy
her.
Cat for all her wonderful numbers. Also, I'd like to thank Jeez. You, the listener, the most important person in this whole outfit right here, because we all do it for you.
Boring.
It's all about you. We do it for fun, and the fun is for you, and we will pay just to bring you some entertainment. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you all.
Back to you, Big Carlito.
Back to me in the studio. All right. Well, thank you, Milkman, for everything. Thank you, Lonesome Loser, for the numbers and for the phone card. Thank you, Clone Athena's cracking herself up over here. She's obviously
the hardest working man.
Yes. Clone Homegrown, the hardest working man. No, Lonesome Loser.
Lonesome Loser.
Yeah. Thank you, Lonesome Loser. And everybody who sent in numbers, I don't remember. Who called in? Jonathan, Crazy Fucker, Dr. Schmegma called in, and everybody else. Whoever sent in numbers, I forget everybody. Nunu, Lonesome, Killer P sent in numbers. Neil, we didn't get to your numbers. I'm sorry, but thank you for sending them in. I forget. Gangrene sent in a few numbers. We got numbers everywhere. Sweet Kisses.
Warrior
sent in a number, right?
Yeah, Baby Puppy Cat.
Yeah, whoever that is. All right, so there it is. All right, Clone Man, have a good week. Weekend, man. We'll catch you here next week. Peace out. And
enjoy.
That's it. Milkman, thank you also. Thanks for being in. I'm glad you made it. We were scared you weren't going to make it.
Hey, thanks a lot, man.
All right, everybody, be sure to...
I'm glad I got in here, man. And thanks a lot to Clone for giving me a hand.
Yeah.
Make sure you check your... G-Talk, because I need to talk with you, man, before you sign off.
Yes, I'll send you that link. All right, everybody, be sure to listen tomorrow night. We'll have, Zolar's on tomorrow night, 10 p.m. Eastern. KDK's on Saturday night, so 10 p.m. Eastern as well.
I bet Zolar's still on vacation.
Maybe he is. I'm not sure. I guess, hopefully he'll be on. We'll see.
I thought he was gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I guess he won't be back. Wow, he's been gone for a while then. Hopefully he does come back. Lego will be on, who we heard from earlier. Lego will be on Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern with, more than likely, with Mr. Hypogeric and Dale and Sales. Tuesday night, Neo's Toxic Shock is on, I suppose, and Wednesday night, KDK
Yay!
Is on as well. And then Thursday night, we'll be back for another wonderful, emotional, sexual episode of Madhouse Radio. Be sure to visit madhouselive.com. Thank you to everybody in the chat room, all my friends in there, and everybody who does stuff for us. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. We'll be up there as well.
Thanks a lot, Sir Nunu. Thanks a lot, Tuck.
Yeah, all those people in there, man. You all are great. And we're out of here. Peace out, everybody. Peace out, everybody.
Yeah.
We love you
Peace
all.
Peace out, Mad Ghost. Peace out, Dana. You TMST and Sweet Kisses, I love you.
Okay, you know what? We're not even online right now.
I think you're lying, man. We have...
Excuse me?
We have your name. We have your...
Okay,
your everything.
What is the address? What is the email?
We don't give that out. How do I know that you're not going to use
exactly.
that?
Exactly. How do I know? Because you know what? We're not even online right now.
You listen to me. Vampire?
Excuse me.
You're a bomb.
All right, man.
What's up? You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
Well, what's wrong? You upset?
Sam?
Yes?
I have gas. Listen.
Oh, you seem a little upset. What's wrong?
Oh.
Huh?
Had a bad week.
What happened? With Lego and not with Lego, with KDK and stuff?
No. So KDK's no good, man.
Alright, man. Are you sick?
Yeah, just fucking business and working a lot.
Oh no. Oh man. Really?
It just seems depressing. You know, it just seems every fucking wear and everything I'm doing is just a fucking abortion.
Oh, come on, man. It's just a bad week. I had a bad month last month, man. You know, lost my job, lost my girl. You know, my mom's, you know, sick and stuff. She's going to be, you know, going through, you know. It's not good, man. Life throws all this stuff to you, and, you know, sometimes you just got to power on through, brother.
Yeah, I know. I know you got to just keep your head up, right?
That's all you can do, Lego, man.
All right, man. I'll speak to you during the week.
Hey, man. I love you like a brother, man. Peace out. And hey, no offense intended with, you know, the whole on-air kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I know, dude.
It's all good, my brother.
Okay, bro.
Love Peace you. Out. Bye.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución. No los queremos, no los necesitamos.
Y
You are listening to a replay of Madhouse Radio.
Well, I think you should fucking hang up, or I'm going to find out who you are and punch your fucking face in. How's that?
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.